It's time to tickle our audio fun bag and see what pops out. It's the audio fun bag, exclusively on Chuck and Chernoff.
Hi, Lowe's. The audio fun bag brought to you by your company name right here.
Still? No, it's no sponsor.
I think we got something in the works there.
I certainly hope so. Certainly hope this all works out.
Buy real estate.
All right, audio fun bag time. 8 pieces of audio for you and your listening pleasure. I will let you know that we do have a Buck and Chuck wing today. We do have a steak Shapiro wing.
Yeah.
But let's start with some audio from The Rude Awakening as one Nick Cellini. We have this button that we have in our system. It's called the talk back button, which allows us to converse back and forth with the other studio, call for particular pieces of audio, set particular things up.
It says TB right here.
And when you press it, it goes like this. You can't hear me at that point. Only Hoyt can. Apparently, Nick Cellini had a little bit of a problem pressing this button right in the middle of a Kia spot.
Introducing Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Get a CUV like the 2016 Sorento or Sportage with no payments due for 5 months, including the first two payments on us. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months. With those kinds of savings, you can afford to enjoy the holiday season even more.
Did he press the talk back or this button that says no? Chuck, does that say no right there?
It says on.
Oh, it says on. Which he means the red light came on.
And I'm going to tell you, if we could hear that again, what happened is when he got, suddenly it sounded like it was cut off, it was Nerney saying, dude, your mic's on.
I'm sure Nerney turned the microphone off on him. I mean, it's so abrupt. Here, let's do it again.
Introducing Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Get a CUV like the 2016 Sorento or Sportage with no payments due for 5 months. The first two payments on us. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months. With those kinds of savings, you can afford to enjoy the holiday season even more.
Just cut off like that, yeah.
Just cut him straight off. Talk All right, back. Another piece of audio from The Rude Awakening. Now, this is not on Sean Nerney. This is not really on Brian Murphy, although it does fall on him. He's another one of the guys that will run the technical operations behind the scenes. Murphy didn't know that when you hear the intro to that show, as soon as it stops, he needs to have a music bed ready, another song ready to play underneath it.
Yeah, so it's not quite the abrupt just cutoff.
Right, like the Chuck and Chernoff song, when you hear it, well, then there's a long bed on it so you guys can talk and here's the intro. That's not the way it is with The Rude Awakening. So 6 a.m. in the morning last week, this is what you got.
Christopher Rude, Chris DiMino, and Nick Cellini have you covered all morning with the biggest stories and the best guests to help you set your plate for the day. This is Atlanta's sports station, and our day starts now.
All right, straight up 6 o'clock here on a Monday morning. It is The Rude Awakening. Christopher Rude and Root back from San Francisco. Nick Cellini and Chris DiMino.
Whoops. Smooth start to the week there, boys.
All right, straight up 6 o'clock.
That is morning wacky radio.
That is the best. You know when you are subbing in for somebody and all you're hoping is, okay, if I have some little small issue come up, let's just hope it happens a few hours in. Can you imagine when it's the very first opening second of the show?
But I got even worse news for The Rude Awakening than they're making these. I mean, really elementary mistakes here. This is an inside job. Somebody on that show was alerting us to these problems because it's not like at 6 a.m., one of our listeners.
All right, straight up 6 o'clock.
Our listeners don't have jobs. They're not out of bed at 6 a.m.
So you think Nerney's the warden?
It's an inside job. Okay. Somebody's selling them out.
It's a sabotage.
Well, it certainly wasn't Nerney. He was out of town. All right, let's move over to...
Our listeners get up at noon.
No, you get up at noon. What do you mean? Everybody else goes to work at 8 o'clock, 7:30.
The front row, credit to Sandra. She stepped up and had to cover for Stake as far as running point and taking care of it while he was out of town. But we do have like a reverse situation. You know how we always joke around about how athletes will listen to the first thing you might ask? It doesn't remember. They won't even listen to the remainder of your question. They just want that last little piece and that's it. Sandra asked a question to Tony Barnhart on Tuesday. And I don't think she listened to his response at all. She just heard a little part of it.
Michigan State, Ohio State, and Columbus. What happens?
I love Michigan State. I love the way they play. I just think the fact that the game is at Ohio State, I think Ohio State takes care of business.
Tony Barnhart taking Michigan State. Nice work.
No, I'm not. No, I'm taking Ohio State.
You said you like Michigan State.
I like Michigan State a lot. I just don't think they're going to win.
All right.
It happens.
It does happen. It's
Tony
okay.
Barnhart taking Michigan State. Nice work. and it's in carpet.
He jumped on it so quick. He's like, no, I'm taking Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State. That
could happen. That's okay. Sandra, that's not a big deal.
All right. Have you guys heard of the Chuck and Chernoff show?
I have.
All right. There's something that happens behind the scenes. I don't think this is kind of pulling the curtain back. Matt has issues during the show.
I eat a lot of protein during the day.
All the time. And so, yeah, there's a lot of jokes that are inferred when it comes to Chuck.
Right.
It's Matt. It's Matt is the main culprit.
Matt needs to keep his butt in his butt.
This happens all the time. So there was one time, it was a couple of weeks ago, where Matt was on a particular run, and it was awful, and Chuck and I were sitting through it, and all Hoyt was trying to do was trying to get it one time where he was trying to get the audio of it. Unfortunately, he only got when Chuck tried to get back at him.
Okay.
So this is how the day was going between you two guys and the arguments ensuing.
Stop!
That is not legitimate
that
audio.
That is beyond legitimate.
That is not legitimate audio.
Chuck does the hashtag cheek up thing, and when cheek goes up, we all go running for cover. Absolutely. I own mine when it happens.
Are you saying this is like an NFL game? The guy who retaliates gets the flag?
Exactly. You can hear you, Matt, and just yelling stop because he's finally decided to get back at you.
He was aiming it at me.
No.
Stop!
When it's time to get back at Matt, then I spray Coastal Deshaun.
You don't want to keep that stuff in. It'll hurt your stomach.
Let's move over to the steak Shapiro wing.
And it's in carpet.
So, like I said, I love when steak does these sort of things. So we have our whole montage of sounds that have come out of steak's mouth and weird things that have gone on during the show. This is where steak, you can hear him trying to hold back a cough. Eventually, he just lost that battle, and you will hear Finneran trying to pick up the slack for him.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I watched the Tony Gonzalez documentary. It's on Showtime. It was Tony Gonzalez basically deciding to come back for one final year. It documented him in Atlanta when it looked like, by the way, they had lost that game, and Tony was going to retire without a playoff win at all.
Yeah, it would have been awful if he did.
They blew a 20-point lead at the half.
What is that noise on the back end of it?
Does the cough button not work for him?
See, we'll go ahead and since we've already talked about a couple of the buttons, the one that says ON, that's to turn your mic on.
Right.
Beside it says off.
Right.
Then there's the TB, which is talk back button to Brian Hoyt or Carlos behind the glass. Then there's this fourth button, and I know it's cryptic, but what's it say on it?
It says cough.
Cough. So you're going to, for instance, cough.
Here's I am. I'm about to... And I'm done now.
All it does is mute your microphone, and it's labeled what again?
Cough.
And Steak was going to cough. It seems like, you know, if I'm Steak, and I'm about to cough, and I look down, there's a button labeled cough, my brain is telling me, Steak, I see a way out of this. I see a way out of this.
The problem is it's such a dangerous scenario at that point that he's, like, not thinking straight. You know, when you get, you know, an emergency type scenario, you just can't think straight.
So... I don't have an answer for this next piece of audio as the audio fun bag continues.
This is not a... Who is this?
This is Steak.
Oh, okay, all right.
Now, here's the thing. I don't get this portion. Now, Steak does enjoy the iced coffee in the morning. You know, Chuck and I have our Monster. Everybody has a little
something. I'm off the Monster.
Okay, well, I'm still on the Monster.
I'm off the Monster now.
Okay, well, come back on the train at some point. Now, there's one thing you would never do. You would never put it like in a cup with a straw and then slurp it on the air. For some reason, Steak decided to just pick up his coffee and slurp through it, and you'll hear Sandra trying to fight through it and keep from laughing.
One would think that he'll be very respectful, but you don't go...
I'm surprised I also haven't heard USC mention Tom Herman at all. I don't know if you start to connect the dots, but when you talk about money and programs and complete overhauls, Tom Herman. Brent McMurphy of ESPN saying the bowl industry now struggling to fill all 80 slots. There are 41 bowl games trying to fill 80 slots.
What is he doing?
Why? I mean, I can't figure out why. Does he forget where he is?
Okay, see, the final button is labeled slurp your drink.
The slurp button?
Talk about money and programs.
That's awesome.
He's new to the industry. Yep. Just not make fun of the guy who's just starting out.
Oh, those are awesome.
All right, that wraps up the audio fun bag for today.
Money and programs and...
Until we reach the Buck and Chuck wing.
Yes.
Now, two entries into the Buck and Chuck wing. This is where Chuck and Buck were talking about Clemson. I don't know at this point, I think they're just doing bits to one another just to see like who could draw the other one offsides.
Buck doesn't do bits.
Here was their attempt from this past week.
He told me Sean McGuire. I thought, well, Everett Golson is still hurt. And he's like, no. He's like, this was the choice of two healthy quarterbacks.
Love what Dabo said about Deshaun this week. He said, and I quote, he can beat you with his arm, his legs, his mind, or his heart. Talk about a great compliment from a coach to his quarterback. Go get him, kid. Go get him, Deshaun. Let's hear from Dabo Swinney talking about how to prep without knowing who the FSU quarterback is.
Did you go out for a biscuit? Where the hell? You do this to him all the time.
No,
you,
I don't do anything now. Hang
bury,
on.
You lay out to bury. Where the hell were you?
Can go get him, kid.
Can we go all the way back, Hoyt, and play this until I give you the stop signal? All right, start playing it. He told me Sean McGuire. I thought, well, Everett Golson is still hurt. And he's like, no. He's like, this was the choice of two healthy quarterbacks.
Love what Dabo said about
stop. All right. What were we talking about there? We're talking about Florida State's quarterback situation. Sure. There are times when we're having a conversation and I give a reasonable observation. Right. I make a reasonable statement. It's as if I never spoke.
Okay, but you got to roll with the punches. That moment has happened. Buck has moved the conversation forward. You're way back here. You got to come up.
We were talking about the Florida State quarterbacks and he starts talking about Dabo and I'm
Go get him, Deshaun.
I didn't know what to add.
Apparently you didn't. Is there anything you could have given me there?
Go get him, kid.
See, earlier in the season, before I learned my lesson, I would have continued on with the conversation we were having, which was about Sean McGuire.
Go get him, Deshaun.
Do you have anything to say about Deshaun at that point? He said his heart, and you're like, yeah, good point, Sean, good point, Buck. Deshaun's a kid who plays all out, puts his heart into everything.
When we were talking about Aroldis Chapman and the potential trade.
Go get him, kid.
Hey, Matt, you know, Chapman, there's five contenders, and they could all be in the market contacting the Cincinnati Reds. If you respond, hey, tough that Millsaps didn't get a shot at the end last night. At that point, I'm not going to talk about Millsaps or Chapman.
This is on Chuck.
It's funny that he mentions that because this is our last piece of audio. I think Buck attempted to throw the curveball back at Chuck. And Chuck decided he wasn't going to have any of it.
Again, any leader in business, you know, the Caffey family, Chick-fil-A, they have plans in place. They have contingencies. They have lists of names just in case X, Y, or Z. Your buddy, Frank Ross, he's still over
at tried that frozen lemonade Chick-fil-A, huh?
Yeah, they brought us some over the Hall of Fame.
My goodness, how good are those?
Your former teammate, Frank Ross, over with, you know, Coca-Cola, I'm sure they have all kinds of list after list after list. Everybody has a list and a contingency, and Greg McGarrity's no different.
Yeah. That frosted orange is real good, too. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. Getting you off track here.
Carlos, you catch that?
The frosted orange, baby.
Again, that's on you, and I'm going to tell you why.
How's that on me?
Have you tried that frozen lemonade Chick-fil-A has?
You mentioned the Caffey family. You mentioned Chick-fil-A, and there's an item that Buck is trying to bring. Oh, there's a good item at Chick-fil-A. You could have followed it with, you know what, I stick with the chicken nuggets there. I get some of the waffle fries.
That frosted orange is real good, too.
That's a good point, Buck. It's really good. How about some of the desserts?
Point is that
the frosted orange.
We're having a conversation about something, and then it's as if I had never said anything.
I like Buck's approach.
We were talking about Greg McGarrity and Mark Richt.
Hey, have you tried that frozen lemonade Chick-fil-A has?
So good.
Goodness, how good are those?
Oh, I love it.
That's the audio fun bag.
Nice work, Los. Thank you.
The frosted orange.
Coming up next, the Falcons are falling, and they might not be able to get up.
Carlos, you catch that?
Will it keep them out of the playoffs? We'll talk about it next with Chuck and Chernoff on 680 The Fan. We're on FM at 93.7.
That frosted orange is real good, too.